Welcome to another episode of The Adventures of Danny and Mike, wherein the fellas discuss stop and chats, farm to bed to table, and washing until the water comes out clear. All that and special guest Aiden Park. Now play the music, Assie.
Got on overalls. It's distracting.
Don't be.
It's so sexy. Okay, I love farm boys.
Let me show you a little leg.
Oh my god, is this being recorded? Because I have to talk about this. I was on a. My favorite gay porn site.
Okay.
As you will.
Well, you're Mike. You're in overalls, and we were talking about you buying a farm. My favorite gay porn site as I was growing up when I was 13, 14 during the dial up. Was Farm Boy.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a real thing?
It was Farm Boys 2, because back then, you know, they weren't really thinking. Farm Boys 1 got shut down.
Right. Electric Boogaloo.
So Farm Boys 2.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Farm Boy 2,
Farm
Boy.
Farm Boys 2 went to Farm Boys 4. 3, just, I don't know what happened to it.
I don't know what happened. It was so.
Skipped,
it was
going to be. Skipped 5, went to 6.
True.
I think Procter & Gamble picked up part 3. And then just couldn't, you know what I mean?
Shut it
like,
down.
What have we done?
Shut it down.
Where are we going? Will you start a porn studio from farm wherever you buy?
A porn studio?
A gay porn studio?
I don't know that I can. I don't know that I can guarantee that.
Let me borrow a barn and I will direct.
Can I borrow a barn?
Do it on the hay.
I love it.
Oh my gosh.
No.
Say it.
You mean this? Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Michael C. Marone.
Hello.
And to his right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
That is correct.
And our guest for the entire hour. You've seen him at things like The Laugh Factory.
Woo!
And comedy clubs probably all over this country.
Okay.
Woo! Mr. Aiden Park,
yay!
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Woo woo.
Woo. Woo woo.
Thank you, Aiden.
Yeah, you know, he walked in here saying he's gregarious. I wanted to... You live up to the hype.
I'm very gregarious.
Yeah,
and I'm very happy. Yeah, and like I don't know. I'm just like this.
Are you a New Yorker, Aiden, or a Los Angeles?
I'm from Korea.
Okay, but where are you living now? You just
Los Angeles.
Do you find like because I sometimes measure how my mood is by if I just start talking to people on the street or start talking to people on public transportation.
Absolutely. I do that too. Mm-hmm.
And right. So do you sort of gauge how you're feeling? You just you let these interactions just happen throughout your day. You know what I mean? Like somebody else is sitting on the bus or sitting across from you that is reading a book and you want to talk to them about it or stuff like that. Sometimes I feel like I'm censoring myself. Uh-huh. I don't always like want to get in some, like I saw somebody reading a comic book on the train. Uh-huh. And I wanted to talk to him about it. And then they were wearing headphones, and I was like, "Oh, forget it."
Yeah, but you
said you could do the sign language stuff, right? Like for the Patreon subscriber, point at the comic book,
and then what?
And then point at
like
your
you want
smiling
talk?
Mouth.
No, yeah. No. I just feel like also I guess there's a different dimension to it too because I'm not gay, and I'm like. Women with headphones, you shouldn't talk to them.
You guys are all straight, right?
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're straight white guys, you guys can't do shit anymore. I'm so sorry.
Day ain't over yet.
It's true.
We had a hell of a run.
It's true.
You know what
I mean? You can go to rent a car. You can, I'll take a white car. Sure, stick to your own kind. You get in trouble for everything.
You really can't win.
And, you know, you guys.
I left my white power cord in the rental car. You can't say that anymore. You get in trouble.
That one will get you kicked out of here.
Yeah. What about black power strip? That's bad too.
Oh, there you go.
Got no problem with that.
The orange power strip, you know, the one in the office. Oh,
okay. I mean, that sounds like, what do you call it? That sounds like something that we might shoot at my sex farm.
Oh, it is a sex farm.
Wait a second.
See, this is new.
You're coming around on the sex farm?
Yeah, it turns out, I mean, there's 4 seasons in a year, so there could be all kinds of different things you do with a farm.
That's true. You were talking about how Farm Boy was your porn site. Did they do different, like, things for the holidays, like change the skin? like a screen or whatever.
No, it was
skin.
Always
you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
But I know what you're saying. But, like, but that was back in the day.
That's what I'm saying. I said skin.
Not everything is a Winamp. Not everything is a Winamp.
Oh my God, Winamp.
That's where it started.
All right, we're old. Yeah, we're all taking it back. Go ahead, Aiden.
It was always black with like sparkles.
The visualizer. You dug your visualizer.
And you know how they have song plays?
Yeah.
Like it just plays when you go on the. It was We Are Family. They were. It was the gayest, but it was Naked Farm Boys.
When did you realize you were gay?
Oh my God, I knew when I was like six. And that, yeah, I just knew in Korea. I was, you know.
How are they about it in Korea?
Yeah, that's it.
How are they
about it?
Yeah. Well, I didn't come out when I was six. I was just.
But you already knew.
You know, I was like, yay, I love the Power Rangers. I'm the pink one, you know.
And it was, you figured it out.
Yeah.
And when did you come here?
When I was nine.
That is good timing.
Yeah.
Why
is
that good timing?
Great timing.
Well, because you're just old enough to.
Just because he figured out he was gay, then he left, then he's here. And look at how many cartoons are here to watch. Look at how many middle school.
I moved here and I saw you guys on TV, actually.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, like 94.
Okay. Yeah, prime time. Prime time being.
I'm saying,
right,
think
there.
About how many Gushers were around then. Think about all the kid stuff. Not like there wasn't kid stuff in
Korea. Yeah, was it a crazy culture shock when you came over here?
Yeah, I saw a commercial. The first time I watched American. Okay, so in Korea, they do this weird thing, right? Like, they don't do reruns in Korea. They will not do reruns. Once the show airs,
how am I supposed to get
it.
Residuals?
There's no residuals in Korea.
There's no
nobody. There's no residuals. No
down.
Residuals in Korea.
Oh, no. Guess I'm never going to sell anything to Korea.
Yeah, no, you won't.
Well, but they do these weird things like the X-Files, right? Like, okay. So they bought the season and then they would air it to the end of the season. And if you remember, at the end of X-Files season one, it's like, a weird cliffhanger that doesn't end happily. And then all we get in Korea is, at the end, it's like...
You don't want to spoiler alert it? You're a good man.
He's good.
Well, no, I don't remember what it was. I was like 7 years old.
A weird cliffhanger.
Yeah.
But in Korea, but how do they treat it?
At the end, the last frame, it was like, thank you for watching X-Files. And I'm like, and I thought like every American, I was like, why are Americans so upsetting?
They had the sign off at the end of each.
And then the Power Rangers, thank you for watching Power Rangers. The end of season one, it was like, like something might be happening. And then like, I did not know the concept of season two existed until I moved here. And I was like, oh, but they aired this. And Saved by the Bell,
and none of these TV shows are polite anymore. No one's saying thank you for watching.
Yeah, for watching.
I got to America, and everyone's rude.
Yeah,
well, they don't thank you for watching their TV shows.
They want you to keep watching.
I think it would be more effective, though, if they said, hey, we have another season coming up, as opposed to, thank you, it's over.
But they don't air it. And so I thought it was just one... And so
why do they only buy one season of anything?
It's like Heroes. It's probably better off.
So weird.
Oh, all right. I guess a lot of people liked it. Well, hope they like the next one.
That's the next show.
And they just like, okay, there's a show. Have you guys heard of a show called She-Wolf of London? Okay. So anyway, whatever. It was a very not popular show. They had She-Wolf of London, and then that ended with like a cliffhanger, and then X-Files, and then that ended. So that was like the scary... TV show time slot, and so we only got one season of scary TV shows, which means you never get a resolve.
You felt for these characters.
You came
and then
to
you
America
didn't
with so many questions about TV shows, mostly.
And then it kind of, I love TV shows. That's how I learned English. It was so, you know, American, because I owned a video store in Korea.
Okay.
And I watched Sister Act so many times that I memorized the entire movie.
It's coming back. With Whoopi.
Is this
breaking
UK,
news to you?
The live version. Really?
Is that true? Live? I thought it was a whole new movie.
There's a live version of Sister Act.
Is it a road
starring
show?
Whoopi Goldberg as Dolores Van Cartier.
Interesting.
In UK. I'm the gayest.
Be there.
No,
I'm saying, how else are we going to find out about that?
If we raise enough money with the porn on the farm,
you're right,
maybe
I'm
we can
flap in my bib
shit,
all the way down.
Guys, do we put this in the $1 billion idea bin? Because I feel like porn is probably $1 billion in multi-billion dollar industry.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine.
Red Farm.
Do you have, if you have Red goats, farm. I'm there.
If you,
I'll be there.
I was reasoning with a sheep earlier today. Just talking to him from a distance. Just trying to reassure.
So that means you're happy.
I am Irish.
That means you're in good spirits.
I am Irish.
Well,
it's like you talk to the people of the streets, you know, you're happy. If you talk to the goats,
that's ecstatic. A measure. Yeah, it's a measure for my state of mind. Yeah. Men who talk to goats at random.
So if you want to talk to people, that means you're happy. That's what you measure by?
Well, just sort of like if you feel your comfortability level with both yourself and the other person. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like that's always key. Like you make eye contact with somebody but then it's also, how am I feeling today? You know, what's going on right now? Where is the bus? Is the bus about to make a turn? All of these, what's that book? Is that book creepy?
They're in a creepy mood because they're reading a creepy book. Well, they think I'm creepy.
Yeah, yeah. Do I want to make a joke to this person? Do I just want to say, hey, I like that book?
Yeah.
That type of stuff.
But
most, you know, what's easier is just like when you're walking and then you could just toss something off and keep going and not worry about the.
Right. Mm-hmm. So to great Curb Your Enthusiasm, there's a whole bit about the stop and chat. It's a recurring thing.
Oh, like, stop and chat's a word.
It's like hates to stop, like Larry David hates to stop and chat. Like, oh, I see you, like walking down the street. Cool, now let's stop and have a conversation. But you have a place to go. I got a place to go. I don't really want to be in this situation. It's much better to just wave and keep going than like wave to be like, wait. Hey, Aiden, let's talk for a second.
I don't know.
I think it's
like
funny. I can do that. I don't mind. I
like to stop and chat. I'll stop and chat.
Will you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to see you as often.
Well, right now, like, you know, we're in this room for another 50. Like, you have nowhere to go. You can't escape.
This is just a chat. This is not a stop.
We're a business opportunity, an MLM porn.
We can't stop. And we won't stop. And we can't lose.
I mean, Seltzer Kings could use a porn division.
MLM?
It can be a multi-level marketing. Yeah. Like, if you get 3 sheep.
For the listener.
And I get 2 goats.
Now it sounds this has now become a bestiality website.
No, I was going to say now it sounds like Settlers of Catan.
I think it's going to be Settlers of Catan.
In
trouble now.
You get 2 wood, 3 goats, and a sheep, and we'll make something out of that.
Great, and then whoever you recruit can get 3 goats.
And then
that's the multi-level market.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
I see it.
Speaking of this MLM stuff, my mom. Somehow
yoga
now she's like doing Pampered Chef. Do you know what?
Oh yeah,
like, that's definitely like
what
some
is that
it's they Avon like, they for like, yeah, it's the
for like cooking
woman.
Things. My mom just she's like I don't know. She's like I get a good deal on some stuff. If I sell some stuff, I do. If I don't, who cares? Like it's cheap. She signed me up for it, and then just to like get like a pan, and it was like she's like it's a really good deal. It's only like $40, and I put you on as like a.
Affiliate?
Consultant or something, and I was like, "What do you mean?" They're like, "I just need your social security
and you
number."
Just consult me.
And I was like, well, no. "I don't know,
Mom.
My
you
social
know
security number,
Mom. You already know my social security number. You're my mom.
You were there."
Well, she tried to put it in my wife's name, and she asked my wife for this social security number.
Wisely,
wow, thirsty as fuck.
She said first that was just her. She was like, "I just want to get you this thing. Like, you know, you're moving into a new place. Like, Bob, I want to get you this thing." It's cheap.
But
it's
I need
beautiful.
Your social security number.
But I need your
number.
Social security number. And Kate's like, fuck no.
I'm
like,
taking out a credit card in your name
that's
for you.
That's crazy. And so then it came to me, and because I'm a mama's boy, and I felt bad, I was like, fine. And I gave her my social security
sure,
number.
Mom, I'll buy your
damn,
Girl Scout
my,
cookies.
My damn email address. Now I'm getting fucking Pampered Chef emails every 5 fucking minutes.
Well, you should just do it because,
I'm not going to do I'm going to throw a
who's
fucking
paying?
Party.
Who's paying?
She's paying for it.
Well, then who cares? Let her know.
Yeah, you can throw a party. Why not?
I can just put the email on a spam list and I never have to see it again.
Yeah, makes her happy. It doesn't cost you anything.
But it cost me my social security number.
Oh, come on. Like that.
Everybody has.
That sounds bad.
A, I have that on the dark web. B, it's no problem.
Great.
People can find it if they want to.
Oh, yeah. If you'd like Danny Tamborelli's social security number, please let us know at 347-728.
Nope.
Wait, no.
What? That's the first time. Wow. Man, this looks
oh, my God. Is that? Wait, what is that number up there?
That's our voicemail
line. We have a voicemail line.
347.
Oh, I was so like, oh, my God. Is that someone's social security number?
It's Danny's. Yeah. 470-8150.
Is this live?
No, it's a call-in.
Oh,
it's
I'm sorry. We got a first guest on the line. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Is this?
I'm here to talk to Aiden.
Okay, yes. Go ahead. You're on with Aiden. Go ahead.
Hi, Aiden.
First call here, Bobby Sex Farm. Go ahead, Bobby. What's up? What's up, Bobby?
First time, long time.
Okay.
Just, first of all, I'd like to say I've been listening for a long time, because I said before, first time, long time.
Yeah, we've just been recording for 14 minutes here, Bobby. Right, well, go ahead.
Aiden, I have a question for you.
Shoot.
I forgot my question. I just want to hear you talk. Can you just speak more?
Sure. I mean, so if you join our farm, MLM.
Sign up for the farm.
You did call in my advice podcast, though.
I did. I did. And you didn't give me any advice.
Yes, I did. Wait, what was the question again?
Did you leave a voicemail or is it a live
call? Wait, can I self-promote?
Full disclosure, I wasn't prompted as to what the podcast was.
Excuse you. Okay, wait. You're not supposed to say that. Please cut that out. Okay, wait. So I have a podcast called What to Do Show with the Laugh Factory, where I give advice to people, and I'm actually qualified because I have extensive training in neuro-linguistic programming, and I did all the
what
life. You don't know this?
No.
Yeah.
What hundreds the hell and is hundreds of self-development programming?
Yeah. What is neuro-linguistic programming?
Neuro-linguistic programming is the concept that your perception creates your reality. So it's like, this. I'll give you an example. So for a long time there, I was like, I'm not cute, like, or whatever. Like, I just thought I wasn't a very cute guy.
So you felt like you weren't cute?
I felt like I wasn't cute. And so actually, because I'm not cute, I kind of dressed as if I wasn't cute. Like, I kind of like created situations where that was like that belief was.
Then you started thinking cute.
Like, and then I started thinking cute.
And dressing.
And then
like a farm boy.
Feedback. Right. And fucking goats. And, you know, you know, there you go. I can join your mother's cooking thing and cook the goats after I fuck them. This is perfect.
That's called organic.
This is called
farm to table to bed. Yeah, that's what it is.
Exactly. This farm is called the universe table? In action.
Wait. Farm to table.
Farm to bed to table.
Farm to bed to table.
Right.
Yes.
Down.
Farm
yes.
to
right
bed to down. Table. Yeah.
At least Sally's not doing the Wyckoff moms anymore, right? Aren't you happy?
What's
no,
that?
I think she is. My mom, because you know, Facebook has all these stupid groups and stuff, and one of them is like a local, the town I grew up in.
I'm happy. For her
Facebook moms and yeah. Now because I've got a kid and my sister has two kids, like she's going around looking for like toddler stuff, which being very nice. It's just one of those funny things where she's like, I'm still a Wyckoff mom, you know, like I'm still
cool.
Yeah, like, I'm still gonna go and look after me. Ooh, is that a little tykes? I like that.
I'm the OG. Know?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. She's still a mom.
Like she's bought stuff from people that I went to school with that have kids that are selling their things. And I just find it to be very funny. So maybe like get a Facebook message being like, hey, I ran into your mom. I just sold her some like baby clothes.
Dude, is your mom? Hoarding baby clothes?
Okay? Is she okay?
Dude, though, your mom's responsible with money, isn't she?
Seems to be.
Well, then there you go. She makes her so happy. Let her do it.
It does make her happy. I don't give her shit about it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I'm trying not to. You want
to
buy a pan?
Buy a pan.
Yeah, just give me your social security number.
For my social. If she will pay for my membership, she can have stock in our farm.
That's the easiest sell of your social security number for $49.95. You too can get a pan and get your social security number taken from you.
Right. If you want to have a pan, just leave your social security number at 347-470-8150. Along with an address.
8150.
You know what?
Oh, yeah.
We'll just figure it out.
8150 if you're that kind of person.
8150.
Do you say the numbers individually or do you tag them?
8150. 8150.
That's good enough.
Yeah. But you said 8450.
I did?
I know white people are not good with numbers, but geez.
There's only 10 of them. You'd think I would get them right.
That's why you need people like me, right?
Makes sense.
8150.
What can you do with that? Can you quantify that?
What does that mean?
Neurolinguistically? I still don't understand.
If you don't feel good about your voicemail, you're not going to have a good voicemail greeting.
Okay, so I'm actually working on a book about this because I don't even know where to start with that. Okay, well, that's a whole other topic. But anyway, it is this concept that I live by. It's like most everything you get fed is an opinion, right? Like, sure. I'm a good-looking guy. I'm not a good-looking guy. I'm pretty. I'm not pretty. I'm
these
talented.
These are all subjective.
These are all subjective. So what you do is you pick, from your perspective and vantage point, you pick the perspective that you think is going to be most advantageous to you moving forward, and then you feed it with evidence of that, because you can. I could feed evidence of I'm talented by going, hey, like, I did great at this club.
You just did this and this and that.
And back it up, right? Until that becomes my truth. And then you live that way.
You're reinforcing your thinking.
Right.
Okay.
But if you, there's evidence, you know, if we're just speaking objectively, there is evidence on the other side too. I bombed here, I bombed there.
But,
so just feed the one that you want to feed and do it. And give your attention to that only until that becomes your truth, and then things will line up to give you more evidence for that direction. That
to reinforce that self, because it's growing.
Yeah.
Okay.
That and that.
But what if you're truly not? Like,
it doesn't help.
But like, here's the thing. Like,
it doesn't help.
Does it helpful? Is it helpful to have like a, you know, your finely curated Instagram that portrays one specific, like, does this like sort of work into that?
Huh?
Well, you know, like, people, like, will post on their Instagram. My life is so perfect. Here's all the beautiful things I do. And they leave out all of, like, the, you know, the mm-hmm. the real stuff in their mm-hmm. lives.
Yeah.
And how that can actually physically change the way your brain works.
It's not an image thing. So it's not. So a lot of people have an outside-in perspective on this, right? So what they do is, I feel like, the people who do that Instagram thing, right? They are presenting an image that they feel like they should be presenting in order for them to feel a certain way. So that's action first, then feeling, right? And what I'm advocating is feeling first, then action.
Of course, the actions will manifest from the feelings as opposed to the other way around.
Correct. Okay. So if I wanted to, so I'm actually a really happy guy. Like, I'm genuinely, like, I'm the same.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
I can vouch that he's a very happy guy, even in the high altitudes of the,
right,
the Nevada mountains.
Low oxygen, like, still happy.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how you could speak.
He got lightheaded.
I was dying up there.
Oh, it was so fun. I got to be around you, Danny.
We had a lot of fun together.
Tell me about the way you two met.
Are we allowed to?
I don't know.
What do we do?
No, I mean, we did a project together in Nevada.
In Nevada.
You guys Naruto run into Area 51?
No, we didn't.
You guys raided Area 51?
We didn't get to Area 51.
I'm scared of that.
Yeah, I think aliens exist.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that.
Why wouldn't aliens exist? Oh, my buddy saw a UFO. He's in L.A.
Oh, really?
What? Excuse me? What? Tell. That was very demanding.
I got a text.
Please tell.
I got a text from my friend the other day. I just saw a UFO. And then I was like,
is he crazy or is he like,
he's okay.
Okay. Well,
I mean, he's a lazy genius.
Ah,
what do you call it? I thought he was okay, but I was like, how do I know it's still you? How do I like, how
yeah,
do I
wait,
know?
Yeah. Is this the alien speaking
how do I know
now?
That
you've just seen a UFO.
You said that to him?
How do I know that it's still
you? You're clever.
And, and he gave me some details from his like very
but
early life.
If aliens
like, okay,
are going to probe you, they get into your brain through your ass. And so, you know.
I mean, South Park has taught us anything, it's that anal probing or probing in general always goes for the Patreon. In the butt.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? You don't probe a mouth.
I mean, look, I was a straight man.
You don't probe an
and
ear.
I got probed and here I am.
You're saying there's a correlation?
let's take a moment.
Tom DeLonge from formerly Blink-182 just got $1 million from the U.S. government about aliens.
Why? What?
Wow. I don't know. I don't know exactly why, but his company that he has, they like search for
aliens
and stuff.
I need more details.
$1 million government contract. That's a fact check you can do.
Oh yeah, more I'll fact check that. Right.
Wait, are you the just fact check guy?
He can.
Yeah, you need something.
My God, Jeremy,
we get three an episode. We haven't used them in a while.
Yeah, we
probably pile.
We have rollover fact checks, so
definitely.
We get about 1,500 laying around.
Oh,
if you need anything fact checked.
Yeah. Anything you need.
Oh my God.
Just do
Blink-182 UFO. Farmboy2.com is still.
Oh my God, can you please check if Farmboy2.com is on there?
Yes.
Thank you.
Is that it? Farmboy2.com?
Farmboy2. No. It was just Farmboys2. Farmboys2.
Farmboys2.
S or Z?
This is so. S.
Okay.
For legal reasons, it's
an S. Oh,
my
God. I'm so excited.
Okay. There's a soap factory called Two Farm Boys. That's not it.
Well, it could
Wait,
be.
Wait, is that with the guys from The Amazing Race?
Yes. They make that's
soap? Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, I love them.
Gosh, The Amazing...
The Beekman Boys.
Gosh, The Amazing Race was just like, let's just put your relationship under a microscope while you're under a lot of stress.
I want to go on it so bad.
Who would you like to go with? Because it's always a partner thing,
so,
right?
I'm going to go on with my friend Kate.
Okay, so you have this already. You're
she's
ready.
She's this hot,
wow,
hot chick.
Really like
Kate Berlant? She is hot as hell, man.
Kate Quigley. And you can look up Kate Quigley and all these boys will be like, wow.
Yeah, fact check, buddy.
Distract
Kate
them
Quigley.
While they steal their social security numbers.
Go ahead.
There's several. There's Bareback Farm Boys, too.
Oh.
Bareback.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Excuse me.
This
I love,
must be an,
I,
another.
I shouldn't say that. I was like, I love Bareback.
Yeah. And you can edit. We can edit that part
That's
out.
That's terrible.
And then there's just Farm Boys, too. Free gay porn video 08 X hamster.
08
You want to hear a little snippet? To see
no,
if
I don't want to hear
okay.
it. Because you know what? I will tell
we
you this, Jeremy.
Are family.
I know. I know what I feel when I have to listen to women go, I don't like it at all.
Oh.
And so I don't want to subject guys to have to hear, you know what I mean? Listen. It's not appropriate. I would never
you,
do that to
all,
you.
But there's grunting and then there's yelping.
Well, I guess if you're straight, then you have to hear
both.
Yeah,
both.
Exactly.
I never have to hear a girl go, fuck me, I never have to
what
hear
if
that.
You have thin, what if you have thin walls? You could
true.
Still hear
I it. Hate that. I don't want to hear a woman's sexuality. I know, I'm so misogynistic. I don't care. I don't want to hear a woman. I'm so sorry. She's out there. I'm sorry.
She's great. Marla's great. Hi, Marla. No, like, Marla just moved in, so our apartment's kind of like a storage facility.
Seltzer
so
King Studios is
I mean,
currently
like,
renovating.
And I'm sure I want to hang out with her. All my I have great girlfriends, but I just don't want to hear them go, you know.
That's why you're not their sex partner.
That's right. And I don't want to be their sex partner. And
that's
I would
fine.
Never
you
subject
don't have
to
act
you
to... But you don't have to act. I understand. You don't have to like actively dislike it. Like, I hate moaning and pleasure from this person.
Well, it makes me feel uncomfortable. I feel like that's their private thing, and I don't want to be a part of it.
It's got nothing to right. do. It's got nothing to do with you. You feel like this
right.
is not.
Not that
this
I hate it.
It's got nothing to do with me.
It makes
I don't.
Me,
you feel excluded. You feel excluded.
The point is, I just don't want you guys to have to listen to two dudes going at it. And I think
we do all the time.
Don't you? Really? Oh, you mean you two?
Yeah.
Okay.
it's
fellas.
You know.
You know. You know what? I have a actually, but you know.
That's very considerate of you, Aiden. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I just don't want you to have to hear that.
The grunt,
I had a friend that doesn't mind hearing it, and one time was...
You probably get a good deal on rent.
He was
if
in his apartment,
case.
and he heard what he thought was, you know, people having sex, and he put his a glass to the wall so he can hear it. And they weren't having sex. They were listening to like a season ending episode of Game of Thrones. And he heard a spoiler and he just freaked the fuck out.
He was so mad at himself.
He was just like scorned. I just wanted to hear some people having sex. And instead, I found out about the Red Wedding, man. Fucked me up.
Wow.
Sorry.
That blows up in your face. You try to be nosy and that's
See?
What you get.
Right.
That's what
sometimes
you get.
That's what you get.
The Army will make a $750,000 commitment to TTSA, which stands for To the Stars.
To the Stars.
Associated, or what does A stand for, you think? Anyway, it doesn't say what A stands for.
Okay.
It says, our partnership with TTSA, To the Stars.
To the Stars. Aliens. Come on, guys.
No. Serves as an exciting, non-traditional source for novel materials and transformational technologies to enhance our military ground system capabilities.
So Tom DeLong is helping...
If I can't figure out what you're doing...
I mean, it is.
We look forward to this partnership and potential technical innovations forthcoming.
I can't tell what you're doing by the first paragraph. I'm not interested.
Yeah, I didn't understand that at all.
I'm just saying that's what I heard. I heard the guy from Blink-182, his company's getting money from the government...
For UFOs. $750,000
commitment.
Do you guys have little side businesses? I mean, other than the MLM and the farm?
Well, you're in one now.
Yes, this one is a business.
This is a biz.
I'm a best boy electrician, which means...
Oh, you carry stuff.
I lug it. I tow it.
That's hard.
I drag it along the ground.
Oh, The Amazing Race. Okay, so yes. I got...
Back to Kate Quigley.
Kate Quigley. Oh, if you will pull up Kate Quigley, they would appreciate that. They would appreciate that more than the sex noises.
Go ahead.
From men.
Go ahead, Aiden.
But then I'm going to look at the Farm Boys by myself if you guys don't want to.
There's multiple tabs. You have multiple tabs open. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say. Buy now, gay later. Ah!
She's cute.
She's hot, man. And so I want to go on with her because she's my bestie. But I can't do shit. I can't lift. I can't drive. I can't do anything.
I will
drive?
Whisper. I'll whisper stuff in your ear.
You drove here. You figured barely. Out. You figured out New York. Yeah, you're a brave man for just
Google
being
maps.
Like, yeah. I know, but people come here and they're like, "Oh
it's,
shit!"
It's
like,
different. There is maps.
It's a
now.
Different.
I'm the kind of Asian man who, when I get into a car, I bring deep shame upon my people. I'm so bad. I'm just the worst. I'm so bad that my car has a lane departure sensor, and it goes beep 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 beep
all the time.
Yeah, it goes beep beep all the time to the point where after a little while, if I'm driving. For longer than like 30 minutes, my dashboard says, "Would you like to take rest?"
Would you like to stop riding on the white
they
line?
Think yeah. I'm like, yeah.
Did you
drunk.
Drive? Did you drive to Tonopah?
Yes,
you did.
I that's terrified.
A long, that's a long drive, dude.
That's a long drive. That
I love long drives,
drive.
But this is okay. I'm a great driver because I am terrible, but I'm self-aware that I'm terrible. So what I do is
you're realistic about.
I
it.
Leave a mile between me and the car in front of me.
Right. Mm-hmm. Just in case anything happens.
In case I'm not paying attention. I'm a little ADD, so it's like, you know.
Now if you do that here in New York, you'll just have many people cutting you off.
I'd rather have people get mad at me and cut me off than get into an accident. I'm safe.
That's smart.
I mean, play safe.
I rear-ended.
Mike does not play safe.
Yeah, I rear-ended a young lady.
Were
not
you
in, the way
in
you
protection?
Think.
I'm kidding.
You love the bareback. I didn't even have one of those. I didn't even have one of those bumper badgers or bumper bullies or those stupid things that people put on their car because it wouldn't have helped. It was on the front of
you rear-ended her.
Yes, or if she had had one, it might have helped her.
Oh,
yeah, God. I feel bad.
Was this how long ago was this?
I want to say August.
Did she see you and was she like, oh my God,
oh,
you're from
your
the
that's
show?
Right.
No, no.
That would have helped.
Sometimes that helps.
The guy who
that helps. I've gotten out of tickets.
The guy who installed my cable internet recognized me.
Ooh.
But did
oh
not.
But did not hook you up with the premium package?
Did not give me the red box. Remember
you could afford
remember
it.
The hot, remember the hot box?
Yeah.
Back in the day?
What's the hot box?
So the hot box was like somebody's cousin or always worked like at the... Somebody's cousin, somebody had an unlocked cable box, which was like not the ones that the cable company
used. Oh my God.
Used.
Oh my God. With the Spice Channel on it?
You know it with the
yeah.
Spice Channel.
Yes.
Oh, but
yes.
Not fuzzy. Not fuzzy.
Not fuzzy
coming
Spice
in
Channel.
That was good too for a 12-year-old, 13, 14-year-old to
oh,
see
yeah.
like
heterosexual.
To see like anything. It doesn't matter.
I was
like,
fine with it. I watched
like,
that.
Yeah.
I watched
no,
that.
Because there were a couple seconds that you would get it. It would be
a
like,
dick,
well,
once in a while.
A
guy, or a guy
purple,
grunting.
Purple, green, and red. And I think there's a face and a tit there.
Always tits.
That's a penis.
Yeah. A lot of tits.
I like hearing. That was fun. But that was what I had available to me. And now I've, you know, just...
The
well,
world
the,
is...
The internet is really...
Well, no, it's on demand.
And really yeah. destroyed really destroyed the Spice Channel's chances.
Oh, yeah.
Frankly, I'm okay with that.
Mm. Showtime still does the... No, they don't do the red shoe. Or no, they don't do the taxi ones either. Do they still do those, I wonder? Third fact check for the first time in many episodes. We'll get all three
how
fact checks.
How dirty are they? Are they like, oh, I hooked up with a guy at a library.
Yeah, I don't... I don't know, like, how...
No. Oh no, they're dirty. They get pretty
the
dirty.
Taxi cab confessional stuff.
Oh yeah.
Are there a lot of
remember watching those?
Are there a lot of reenactments?
I was a real sex guy.
I think so.
That was the HBO. That was it. Is what I had. So it was real sex constantly. It was like the
wow.
That was like the late night.
Oh,
booby.
No
is
wonder
sex
you're immune.
Wonderful. Are you guys getting regular sex?
Not lately.
Do you have a wife or what's going on? What's your deal?
Separated.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, sex was the reason that I fucked up the marriage. I really enjoyed the sex that I had, but it, you know, it also is about the person. I
what
feel
do you,
like.
What do you mean you fucked? Can we talk about that or no? I mean, I know this is like your pot. I don't want to like.
I had an affair before I got married.
And how long were you married?
Briefly. I have a son from that marriage, but I'm saying like the sex part of it. I feel like I had a different relationship to sex before this marriage than now after this marriage. Because now it's sort of like high sex.
Mm-hmm. I remember you.
What are you?
I did that for a long time.
Now,
I remember
is that,
you.
Is that a choice or is that like
well, I'm not
a
really
natural
looking,
result?
I would kind of, I'd like to just take care of my son and look after my son. I have a cordial relationship with his mom. We're separated. And
but you didn't have an affair after you got married.
That's correct.
And you were married for how long?
briefly, like I say.
Oh, okay.
Super briefly.
Like super briefly.
Yeah.
Okay. Like less than a year.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's like I want to put a lot of energy into taking care of my son and working and like pursuing sex outside of that with a third party seems like way out of a lot of demand.
But do you think
sex
that's
is nice
part
when
of
it
self-care though is like especially if it's something you like enjoy to do, like is that part of you want to just feel that human connection and just be like, I don't know. I was never like that personally, but I couldn't like sleep around. I never did a, I've never had a one night stand. Never had a one night stand.
You have
never
to say that when your girlfriend is in the office.
Well, that's
right.
True. She would care. She's great. But yeah, anyway, I just thought, you know, because that's a big part of, I've been really into self-care because I went through, you don't know this, but about a depression for a couple years and had it really bad and finally got it tweaked and fixed. And even when you're saying stuff like, me seeing people in the street and you can gauge your
how
level.
How I'm feeling by how ready
absolutely
I am to engage with somebody else.
Yeah, yeah. And that sort of goes to everything, including sex and including meeting people. And like, I just shut myself off in this apartment for 5 years and didn't do anything.
Well, sure. Mm-hmm. It's about how the interactions with other people affect your opinion of yourself. Yeah. And we're all in the entertainment business, so almost everything we do is based on other people's approval.
You know,
not the dragging part. I drag cable for fun. for myself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
5-1-0, declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Okay, look, I'm an open book, right? So I actually, you know, my boyfriend. Okay, so I don't know if this gets too dark, but I told you guys my boyfriend passed away
previously
a year and a half, like about June of 2018.
Thank you for watching The X-Files.
I know. That's it, right? So I was with him for 5 years. And after he passed, for about 4 or 5 months there, I was heavy, heavy, heavy into hooking up and drugs. I was like, I just wanted to
escape.
And so just anything to fill this giant gaping hole in my soul that just kept getting bigger and bigger. And eventually even a fist wouldn't do it. So,
it didn't fit.
It didn't fit. It was like, oh, double fisting. I was like, I got to stop. Anyway.
How did you see? Did you hit something? What made you realize this?
Realize what?
Getting past it.
Okay. So I had negative consequences, right? And at this point, I had tied the sex to the drugs, you know? And it's like, I realized there was a lot of drama in my life, a lot of up and down inconsistencies that had to do with the drug as the source. But I was afraid removing the drugs also removed sex from
your access to sex,
right.
And your right.
Yeah, this ties back to you guys.
It's similar as the comedy thing in depression, because people don't want to go on meds because they think it won't make them funny anymore. You know, it's kind of like a weird. It's similar in some ways. But
oh wow,
this is. But I love hearing about the self-care, and I love hearing about your care for your son and wanting to other areas of your life, because literally, like, the way I kind of stopped the drug, because I tried a few times and I just couldn't do it. You have to pick something over nothing. You can't just be like, I don't want to do drugs. You have to be like, what can I get?
That's true. It can't just be a negation. It has to be a positive. And for me, I care about my son and I just want to be there for him. It's also like, well, I'm a weekend dad. So if we're going to go out, I can see you on Saturday between 7 right, p.m.
You have very
and 10,
specific times
and 10
that
p.m.
Can...
and then I got to be in bed because I got my son the next morning.
Yeah, but
so,
that's not all. That's not.
No, I'm saying
exclusively
I apply,
your schedule. You
I,
know what I
but
mean?
I apply this structure.
Yeah.
As a way of not going for not trying to pursue somebody romantically.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, it's easy to have excuses why things won't work.
But you know
why it won't, you know.
Oh, that's far easier than having excuses for why something will work.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's so easy to just be like, yeah, no, this isn't going to work out. Like, you can find all the negatives you want to not push yourself into a situation that in that moment you don't feel comfortable doing.
Yeah. What I discovered around this particular topic, because I've been so excited about this, is I was like, I'm one of those LA people, like, universe. Okay, so anyway, but I'm one of the happiest people you'll ever meet. So maybe you should listen.
There you go.
Maybe I'm onto something.
You could be onto something.
So then I'm like, okay, well, what if I let this go? And there's this concept like, you just focus on the things that you want to focus on and let other things take care of itself. Like, I really want to work on my comedy and I really want to write my book and do my podcast. And those things are developing. I'm so excited. And I kept like putting my energy there and
let the negatives
show up if they show up and not. And you know what? You cannot stop a dick that wants to show up. And you want to know something, dude? You focus on taking care of your son.
Right.
Oh, my God. I feel like, oh, my God. My fingers come out, and that's like the Wendy Williams, like, thing. And I'm like, you want to focus on taking care of yourself taking care of your son and having this great life. And pussies are going to fly at you, and you're not going to be able to stop it. And you're going to know when it feels right. So I think you're doing great. I just wanted to say that because I don't know.
Thanks.
I know that absolutely. I know that you didn't need me to say that. I'm just rooting for
Aiden,
you.
Aiden, I appreciate it, man. If you want, I go to the farmer's market with him every Saturday. So if you want something from there, if you want some donuts or some flowers or get apples.
He's here for a week.
Yeah, we get apples That's there. Sweet. We get grapes and everything.
I'm really happy for you.
Thank you, man. We have fun.
Yeah. So anyway, that's been my strategy to like kind of get over like the sadness or whatever, like focus in the direction that I want to focus in. And if I'm not happy in an area of my life in the most satisfying way, like not having as much, like I'm so excited about these things that whatever. And then those things kind of work itself out.
Right.
And I but know that's going to.
But you put the positive energy into the positive things.
Yeah. On what you want. Right? You don't have to deal. You don't have to worry about getting pussy. The pussy will come if you're excited about this other thing.
For the listener, no, I'm not worried about it. For the listener, I'm not dying.
You know what I'm saying. But I mean, straight guys love pussy. Let's just face it. You guys love vaginas.
We all came from one.
We all came from a vagina.
My mother had a cesarean. I never saw one.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I never had a vagina in my face. I've never been near a vagina.
It's pretty great.
I'm
not going to lie, but...
I've never been
there. I'm just not attracted to holes. I'm a total bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like dick. I like things that stick out.
I've never experienced a cesarean section, so...
Well, you know, you don't want to know something else? I got a huge dick for an Asian guy, which
you heard it here for the listener.
Such a waste. What a waste.
Wait, why is that a waste?
I guess you're going to have a $50 Patreon.
I was going to say, Jeremy, you want to turn the camera on for the Patreon viewers?
Yeah. This is the special Aiden and Mike porn barn.
Not a waste.
Yeah.
But
farm boys.
Going back to what you were saying, I have had opposite experiences, and I appreciate what you're saying, and I think it's good to think about that stuff, but like I was in a bad place and I met my wife and I wasn't in a good place and I wasn't looking for anything and I wasn't like feeling like I was doing all those right things.
It's
and
good you got it together
to stumble upon like the best thing.
Yeah. And
so
sometimes,
I mean,
that,
and
happens
sometimes that happens too.
Yeah.
But I think I like it to a point, and I'm still trying to figure out how to keep it from being flipped the opposite way and having it be a negative effect.
And I can tell you how that is.
Okay. Wow.
Because I've thought this through. Yeah, it's not like I'm an idiot. No, I sound like an idiot when I laugh like that, but you know, I can't help it.
You're gonna write a book and the book's almost done.
No, it's coming out next month.
Well, do you write down your laughter? Is it like BWHAAHAA?
I write a lot of capital letters. I'm like, oh my God. I write God with 18 G's and O's or whatever. This is what I think. And this is what helps me. I like to think this no matter. This is a thought building thing that I did that I believe helps me. There's this concept out there that the universe and the world actually is positive momentum driven. So they are always calling you toward positive momentum, right? And it is always sweeping in that direction. And we hold ourselves from that by keeping ourselves in a space of not working, whatever.
As opposed to going with the flow.
If you go with the flow, then the universe will take you in the direction you're supposed to go.
Okay.
And you do things that make you happy, and that is how you know. Like me, I didn't mean to write the book. I just kind of did one thing, and then right people showed up, and that's happened. So the universe is kind of always
giving you some signals in a river,
and you're holding onto a rock, but the river is flowing, right? So the thing is, with the wife situation, I'm saying, like, if you want to be active, then go in the direction that you want to go, right? Like, I'm suggesting to these guys, but sometimes the universe just, like, sends you vibes. And you want to know something? Like, maybe if you weren't in a good place, that was supposed to show up for you. So True. That it can put you on the right trajectory.
Yeah, 100%.
So, and I believe people listening might be like, that's full of shit. But that's my truth, and it helps me be a happy person, an effective person.
It works.
Yeah. So
it's whatever works for you.
Doesn't matter what they think.
Let me tell you, before he met Kate, Dan did not have any tattoos, and now he has three tattoos.
That is
well,
true.
Well, there you go. I mean, I don't know if that's just about
I thought
feeling.
Of him as a guy no, who would
no,
never
I mean,
get
it totally,
tattoos.
It totally is about feeling.
But it's not about action.
Did you think he would ever get a tattoo?
No, I don't. I just didn't think about it. You didn't have any in the past, so yeah, I don't know why you would.
What are your tattoos?
I have my wife's lettering on here, so it's not her name, so it's okay. Just says it's like Heart and Soul, the old jazz song,
and then Heart and Soul.
Then there's an infinity tattoo. And then I was like, I've been bombarded with all these sentimental tattoos,
and so you got a dragon.
Give me a skull. It's actually David Bowie.
Is it a skull?
It's David Bowie.
Oh,
one,
okay.
One blue eye, one brown eye. Somewhere.
Where does it go? You can't hide anymore, Bowie.
Temporary.
That's amazing.
Temporary. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, you know what happens? I'm actually happy that I got a tattoo over 30.
I did.
Looking
think.
At sitting next to two people that got tattoos way before 30 that hate them.
Why do you hate those?
I don't hate them.
I'm going to get it covered. I actually been looking the last few weeks at getting something.
Jeremy, I think it's cool. It looks like a mermaid's
purse. Do you know how old he is, Aiden?
How old are you?
Jeremy is 57 years old.
Shut it down.
Look how hot he is for 57.
I'm not.
I'd do you if you were gay. I don't do the straight guy thing,
however.
Do they always cry after?
Yeah, they cry after.
Give him an Adderall.
For what reason?
Oh, God.
How am I going to tell my wife?
If I wanted this kind of emotion, I would have married a woman. I'm kidding. I'm still kidding.
No, I'm 43. I'm not there yet.
Are you really
43.
Get out of here.
43.
No way. Okay.
Yeah, don't listen to him.
Wait. Are you lying?
No, he is. He's 43.
Okay.
He's 43?
I was like, oh, my God.
No.
We just joke because he's... You know, because he's older than all of us.
Get the fuck out of here.
How old are you guys?
I'm 42. He's not that much older than me.
How old are you?
I'm 37.
You guys are so young.
How old are you?
I'm 34.
Well, okay.
You're gorgeous.
I'm still old in the...
Thank you. Mike, can I marry you?
At the farm.
No, at the farm.
Maybe it's oh my God.
You're the rock in this river, right?
Mm-hmm, that's right. Hold on to me, baby. But I'm a bottom, so maybe not that rock. Hold on.
Not that rock.
So apparently, taxi cab confessions ceased in 2006. But
you're saying I've been talking to a black screen for 13 years?
It's all in your head. But then the greatest thing about the Wikipedia page is that C also is cash cab, which I don't believe has anything to do with taxi cabs confessions, except that they're in taxis.
Shows that take place.
So see, also, like, here's some other things that remind me.
Categories of shows that take place in a taxi.
If you like Taxi Cab Confessionals, you might also like Ben Bailey.
Cash Cab. There's another one. Fake Taxi, a pornography website with taxi-themed videos.
I have seen
that. They have everything.
I have seen that.
That
sounds uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't know if I need that in my life.
It's not really great.
Aiden,
you can skip over that.
Aiden, if you were going to create a porn website from scratch, what would it be?
Website or genre?
I thought we already settled this.
You say genre?
Or genre. What are you talking about?
No.
Because farm porn thing is already...
Yeah, that's a
thing. That's coming soon.
So taxi porn is already a thing, too?
It's already a thing.
What would be a good...
I mean, there's everything already.
Zip car porn.
Ooh, that's very tidy.
Rental for hire vehicle porn.
They also have those advertising trucks that they drive around that are kind of clear, yeah. Or sometimes just you can see out of one side, but yes. People are definitely banging in those.
Yep.
Or they're just storing their goods.
God, what would be a good thing?
I know. We're
You know what?
Here.
You just have to go with something that not general society will appreciate, and then you'll make a lot of money because a lot of people are afraid to make porn in that direction.
Licorice porn.
Yeah, just
black licorice.
What's that?
I'm saying this something that society doesn't appreciate is black licorice.
Why is that? I love black licorice. It's
I like
delicious.
Black licorice. You'll never go back once you try it.
Oh my God.
No, that's because there's anise in it, which kind of looks like anus. And maybe that's just what.
It could be star anise. Star anise kind of looks like an asshole.
Star anise does look like an
What's star anise?
It's a spice that has five. It looks like. It's part of Chinese five spice. It's one of the spices they grind up.
I told you I'm a bottom. I don't put assholes in my mouth. I just don't. I'm so gross. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. No.
I think our audience could use some of this because it's mostly people from Ohio.
It's true.
In Ohio,
it's always ass-eating season.
It is always
ass-eating season, so they could probably use it.
I don't understand the ass-eating.
A palate cleanser,
You don't?
I mean...
I don't get it either.
Why not?
I've done it once or twice just out of...
Pure
ecstasy or just out of geographical mistakes.
But
you know
did
what
you,
I mean?
But
geographical mistakes.
You had to step off the train when your train got to the station or what happened?
No, I didn't just like bolt, but I was just like, I was very into the person. So I think that changes a lot. But I don't think it was like intentional. It was just
if you're going to be.
Accidentally eat an ass, dude. You eat an ass or you don't. You don't accidentally. No. Oops. Yum, yum, yum.
Just miss.
I am the Britney Spears of ass eating. Oops.
If you're a girl.
You're listening at work. No.
Or if you're a gay man or whatever you are, if you're going to get your ass eaten, douche.
Clean it out until
you get clear water. There's absolutely no excuse.
Wow, it's the same way I clean my cast iron pan.
Exactly. Get yourself one of those. What is it called? Shower shot. It's a gay secret.
Shower.
You know what that is?
No.
I'm visualizing it in my head right now.
It's a portable bidet.
It attaches to the shower.
You're
stepping on a pedal.
It attaches to the shower and you stick it up your ass and then they squirt water up there and then you
cleans it out.
Yeah.
Got it.
Until you get clear water.
Wow.
That is a must.
Until you.
How dare you not get clear water if you're going to go down.
I think that's how Creedence got their name.
Clearwater.
Clearwater Revival.
Oh, Lordy. You can head out, Dan. Exits that way.
Can I tell you something? I'm like so excited because when I first moved here, I really wanted to it was so cool to be in the U.S. And then I watched your show and you guys had a house with two floors.
upstairs and a downstairs.
Yes. Yeah, and a mom and a dad.
Okay.
I only had a mom. A mom and a dad and a yard. And I remember watching you guys.
And you grew up in L.A. proper?
No, in San Francisco.
Oh, in San Francisco.
Yeah, I lived illegally in my grandmother's senior apartment where I lived like Anne Frank. I wasn't allowed to make noise.
Oh, wow. Yeah. How is somebody like you not allowed to make noise?
I know!
I think his entire adult life is making up for his youth.
That is the joke that I say on stage. You're so funny.
Sorry.
No, I love it. I love it.
And but, San Francisco, do you prefer to L.A. or which one do you find more?
It's wherever I go. Right.
Okay.
Everywhere I go is home.
So you're happy.
So
right, you're happy
you,
where you
did
are.
Did you go right from the senior home to L.A.?
Or senior home, I moved in with my boyfriend.
How long
for
did
a
you
minute.
Get? Okay, so I'm just trying to get this straight here.
Yeah,
he's getting your chronology.
9 years old.
6, you're gay. 9, you're in L.A. Yeah.
6,
San Francisco.
And then you're there for how long?
I was there until I was 22. two.
Stop it. You were in a senior home for...
Yeah, but I had a boyfriend, so I was like kind of...
Over his house
still,
a lot.
But you were still like going back to a senior home for like 13 years, 12 yes. years.
It's correct. Not a nursing
but
home.
But it wasn't
it's
a nursing home.
It's like the project
apartment.
It's like the projects that have senior housing.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So
it's a little, right, it's a little different. I'm just picturing you like yeah. sneaking in at night, like, yeah. you know, like aides walking by and
but,
shit.
Yeah.
Like,
but Aiden's grandma's bad.
Dude, Aiden's on the cart. Aiden's underneath the cart.
Yeah, underneath the cart.
They're pushing the cart.
Ethel, dinner's ready.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, oh, I hate that. Yeah.
Hot roast again.
I had such a different idea of what was going on. And I wish I was still living in that moment because you were like such a fucking... sleuth, like zipping through there,
stealing the medication from the old people.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I mean, I feel like that's your $1 billion script idea.
It's
right
more
there.
Like,
I mean,
it's more like just the project where old people live, and then maybe there's a senior center on the ground floor.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yes,
mostly
that's what it was.
That's how you got it.
And I was watching you guys from that
vantage, from
amazing.
That perspective.
From that vantage point, amazing. And I was like, that's America. And it was like a happy show. I mean, there was like a lesson.
It's
it was
New
like
Jersey.
Wonder Years.
It's beautiful.
Was it New Jersey?
New Jersey. Yeah.
We didn't have a pet was the only thing now that I'm thinking was missing.
True. Well, we had weird pets.
Do you
like,
talk
I had
about
pet.
Oh, yeah, you had a turtle.
I had a turtle and I had a lizard.
And I had
you did. Oh, yeah, you were the quirky one.
I was the other one.
And you were like the normal one.
I'm the normal
kind
one.
Of. Weren't you dating some girl named Wanda?
Ellen.
Do you talk to Ellen?
Allie, we don't talk to as much because
do you know
she's
where
not,
she is?
Yeah, she's
North
down
Carolina.
South. Yeah, she's not in New York, but she was a New York gal. Nice gal.
She's a doctor.
What about the mom and the dad? Were they nice?
Yeah, they were both really great people.
I'm so sorry. I'm like kind of fangirling out now.
It's all right.
You can fanboy, or if you can fan Aiden, you can fan NB. It
that
doesn't matter.
That is so exciting.
When we first did the show, there was a different dad. Dan, your phone's ringing.
Oh, crap.
When we first did the show, there was a different dad for the first couple of episodes, and then they cast Hardy. And like he had less hair than the first dad. The first dad had like a
what happened
head of
hair. To
but
that
dad also had a corn
a pipe.
Top pipe.
Yeah, he needed a pipe. They just didn't like. I guess they just decided to go in a different direction.
Wow.
And it just Hardy.
He got
was,
a call for guiding light and had to leave.
Hardy was super lovable. Judy was super lovable. Yeah, they're
with
both
the
really
plate
great.
In her head.
It was great. She was such a good trooper. She submitted voluntarily to surgery every season to get the plate put in.
Shut up.
Yeah. Thank you, Aiden.
In
Thank
and
you.
Out, in and out. No problem.
The old in out love. Just here to read the meter.
Gonna take this out and put the Rubbermaid back in.
Oh boy, yeah. This room was full of.
But isn't that
stuff.
Nice that you guys inspired like kids you didn't even know. I mean, this was like, I would watch your shows. I would watch shows like yours, right? The Wonder Years or like your show or whatever. I mean, a different era, but you know what I mean? And I remember sitting in my grandma's apartment and then I would, watch like Designing Women, right? And I'd be like, oh, in the U.S., if I work really hard, then that can be my lifestyle. I don't have to live here. I could have a home with two floors and I could have a family. And, you know, I just thought that was like really nice because, you know, and it was a nice thing. It was so, you know,
I didn't think of it. That's very kind. Thank you, Aiden. I didn't think
true.
Of it as aspirational as much as like, take a look at this. But yeah, I could see if somebody from a totally different.
Well, for
lifestyle,
me,
exactly.
Yeah,
come a totally different part of the world. Would look at it.
I mean, single grandma, right? She worked as a kitchen helper, right?
Okay.
And I'm like in the apartment, you know, and it was like, oh, that is aspirational. And I cannot believe I'm sitting here with you two. It's kind of cool. It's my cousin's like, oh, shit. You know.
Much love to all the Parks.
Yeah.
I went to school with some Parks.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In high school, we played a game called Killer, where we had to shoot each other with plastic guns.
Uh-huh.
And there was a Korean team.
Where did you grow up?
New York.
Where did you grow up?
In Jersey.
Okay, and where are you from?
Ohio.
they're always eating ass.
Less
Ohio.
Some of them.
He's around less Korean people than Mike and I.
Oh,
that's probably
so you were around Korean people.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we grew up in...
Aren't we like...
There's a lot. Yeah, there's a big...
Only
a big
at the
Korean
restaurant,
population
really.
In Bergen County, New Jersey, or in Hudson County, New Jersey.
Are you... Wait, can I ask you another question?
Go for it.
You guys, when Jeremy said he doesn't like to eat ass, both of you went, what? Why?
Oh, good
Do
point.
You eat ass then?
Is that I don't eat ass.
You don't eat ass.
I have. But
I don't currently eat ass. I'm not currently eating any
doesn't
ass.
Doesn't currently eat any
So
ass.
That means that they're both just giving me shit, regardless of what.
Giving you was. Shit.
Yeah. Nice.
For the listener.
Nice.
You That's will hilarious.
For the listener, you'll notice a brown ring around Jeremy's lip.
Oh, that is awful. Unless the person douches like I suggested.
Right.
Shower shot.
Till the water's clean.
Shower shot.
Yeah. That's right.
This episode is brought to That's you right. by Shower
my,
Shot.
My wife's ass is off limits.
So. Oh, he told me why. She has IBS-C, which
What's
is...
That? What is that?
That's IBS. No. It's like a universal...
It's like constipation IBS. So, like,
so at any moment, but kaboom?
No. Like, she'll go...
You never
she
know.
She can go days.
Like, and that's uncomfortable.
Lucky. Not,
but what if she douches? Maybe it'll come out.
No, it's not even like... It's not even... I don't know. No. I just think her bowels work very slowly.
You don't come with a different word for
Hey, honey, I'm glad
the-
that... I'm glad... I hope you're listening to the podcast. I'm telling everyone everything about
I'm
everything.
I'm so
much
sorry.
Much respect.
No, it's okay.
How's Alfie?
Mom. Yeah.
Does she know this?
Yeah. Does she know what?
Does she listen to your podcast?
She does.
I think she's aware of her own medical condition.
Is she going to be okay with the douching talk?
She's okay.
Now, you call it a douche up front. You don't call it something else when it's in the back?
It's an anal douche. It's a douche.
A douche is a douche. Right, and it's French for, you know...
Shower.
Cleaning. Shower.
Butt toilet.
Deluge.
We had a whole episode 202 ago where I used a bidet.
We had celebrity bidet stories.
And I went to this fancy hotel, and they had an amazing bidet, and I usually just wipe.
FaceTimed his girlfriend.
Okay. And I FaceTimed Marlo when I was on the toilet. First impact. Which I thought was a gentlemanly thing to do.
First impact.
When the water first hits your butt, when you're...
On the bidet.
On the bidet.
Oh.
He took a picture.
Of my
While
face.
You were getting
Of my
it.
Face, not of...
Of your face.
Yes.
So the reaction
And
shot.
Do you have that photo?
I do, yeah. We'll have a conference
wow.
after this.
That's
and,
amazing.
Yeah. But anyway, I don't know what that had to do with anything.
I don't know
but,
what, yeah, what
but,
anyway, everyone
should... Bidet talk. Douche. I love bidet
wash,
talk.
Yeah, wash your orifices before you engage in anything fun with anybody.
Yeah. Well,
if you have a good...
I think
if you have
that's
a good,
fair.
Clean orifice, give us a call, 347-470-8150, and tell us about it.
And if you have a dirty one, also call it at 347-470-8150 and tell us why.
Yes.
Now, have you guys ever... Okay, I mean...
Do it.
Please, don't answer this if you don't want. I don't know why I'm talking to... I'm like, Danny.
I'm happy.
Yeah, you're
listen,
happy clearly, this
answer.
Is a pointed. This is a pointed question for me.
No, but you're the only one within reach.
Okay.
Yeah, I would reach for Mike, but he's just far.
We've already... touched up here. Yeah,
that's right. So do you straight guys, do you get ass played with? Is that a thing with straight guys? Do you guys talk about that with other straight guys? I don't talk about sex with straight guys.
I think
generally.
So a girl will sometimes try to sneak her finger in your ass
and
you're just like, hey,
you don't like it.
Well, it's when it happens, it's kind of like it wasn't always talked about before.
Get the contract out. This was not in there.
This was not in the contract.
It was just like Chicago teacher strike. Put it in writing.
You've got to give him a chance to douche, ladies.
It's usually the only times that's ever happened to me was like, hey, let's see. Do you like this? And it was, you know, if you're not ready for it. You're not ready for it.
Was, yeah, it was. I was.
You gotta be relaxed.
I might have been concentrating on something else at the time because I was nude and having sex, and then I all of a sudden I got a finger on my ass.
Oh no! Did you stop it?
The finger or the sex?
Just the finger. Were you like, I don't like that?
I think I clenched and was able to shoot it right out.
Wonderful.
Nothing was. Not a word was spoken. Yeah. It was all through action.
Silence.
It was all action.
Not even a word.
Play without.
No.
First,
even a mice
it, first it was feeling. Then it was action.
The neurolinguistics is working on you.
I am not sure how... That's amazing.
It's just like me. When I hook up with a guy who's like, yeah, I'm a total top. Great. And then he sits on my dick. And I'm like, wasn't an agreement.
That's not part of the...
But that's on top, though.
What?
No,
that's on top, though, isn't it?
He means he's getting fucked and not fucking.
Yeah.
Like that's what a bottom is.
That's a top and a bottom.
Okay.
Oh, because that's why my joke doesn't always hit, because
some people don't know. Yeah, some
straight people.
Hey, come workshop any of your jokes at any point.
Great.
In the studio.
Aiden,
anytime.
You have to have some plugs. Please give us some plugs about what you've been doing, what you will be doing.
What to do show at the Laugh Factory, where Danny called in for it. What was your question again?
Oh, it was about letting my baby cry or not.
We gave you
upset.
Advice.
You did. No, we did. You guys gave me advice.
Did you
I was
listen?
Saying you specifically didn't give me advice.
Yeah, that's right.
I was trying to get you to give me advice. about anything, but I feel like we've fixed that now.
Yeah. Oh, Danny.
You've given such
Danny.
Good advice.
No shortage
of
I love you, Danny.
Yeah,
you know?
I love you too, Aiden. Come on, man.
We had a lot of
close living for a week.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So what to do show on the Laugh Factory. Aiden Park show, I give daily advice or daily stories that have like some kind of tale. To, you know, moral to it.
Gotcha.
That's important to me, like comedy and like development. Like it's so, you know, optimistic point of view. But you know, yeah. So Aiden Park show,
the Laugh Factory.
The Laugh Factory. What else am I doing?
You're writing a book that's going to come out.
I'm writing a book. Yep. And this will probably air what, next week?
Mm-hmm. Next Wednesday.
Will you still be in New York?
Next Wednesday. No, I will not.
Okay. Yeah. You will have missed a great show
at the Brooklyn Museum.
I have a monthly show and then my touring calendar is up. But you know, I have Napa coming up. I'm going to Fresno soon.
Oh, all the big ones.
I was just gonna say, avoid Modesto. Yeah.
What's that website?
AidenPark.com.
Well, there you go. Well, thank you so much for hanging out, and laugh is fucking infectious. I love every second of it.
It's incurable.
Check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/DannyMike with...
The Farm Boy spelled out.
You check us out on the Last Podcast Network or any of their other great podcasts. That's lastpodcastnetwork.com. Also, what else? You can find this guy at Michael C. Morona.
On the Twitter.
And this guy at Danny Tamborelli on the Instagrams, yep. At D Tamborelli on the Twits.
That's true.
I am at Remy Balin on the Twitter and at Jeremy Balin on Instagram or most other things. I don't know.
Mm. Do you have an Instagram handle that
yes.
we didn't give
oh,
you?
Yeah. Aiden Park Show. AIDAN. I spelled it weird because I changed my name.
AIDAN.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it was
I think I screwed up. I think I have it Ian in my phone. I'm sorry.
I think both methods are acceptable. They're fine.
Booyah. Thank you.
Booyah. All right. Thank you so much for hanging out. And
go to NostalgiaPersonified.com.
Yeah, we have tons of dates coming up.
Awesome.
All in November and some in December. Give it a look. NostalgiaPersonified.com. Aiden. So much fun.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Morona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Baylor. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.